This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a good day, a good week, morning, evening, afternoon, whenever it is you are listening to this episode. I hope you're doing just swell. You know, sometimes it's just good to be keeping our head above the water. And do you know that little image of a duck where they're like smoothly sailing above the water, but underneath their little feet are like going like crazy and kicking and swimming and trying to keep us above the water? I feel like that's a good analogy for life at the minute. Do you know when just everything feels so hectic and busy all the time? I actually had an evening off of work on Tuesday, and I decided to just have a full-on chill. It was my first evening in months where I literally didn't see a single person. I watched TV. I had music up really loud and was singing and dancing around like an absolute crazy gal. But I was living my best life. Like, I was really enjoying it, and I just needed it. And it wasn't until I had that moment where I had the evening to myself to just do whatever I wanted to do. Like, I could eat dinner at whatever time I wanted to. I didn't have to think, oh, I've got to go out and do this, or someone's coming around to do that. It was just me on my own, and it was bliss. It was so lovely. And that's kind of made me realize the importance of having proper downtime. Like, I know I talk about it all the time, and I'm someone who, I have a lot going on my plate, and that's not me complaining because I absolutely love everything that I do. But who is texting me at this time? I absolutely love literally everything that I am doing. But the thing is it can get a lot. And it's not until you have a proper break sometimes that you realize actually how much of a break you needed. I don't know if that kind of makes sense, because I do try to give myself self-care time pretty much every day. Like, I always try and give myself at least like half an hour here and there where it's just completely whatever I want to do. Like, I can either completely chill, or I can exercise, or I can just do whatever I fancy doing in that moment. I try to do that as often as I can, but actually having like a full length period of time where you can just do whatever you want and you're on your own to just be on your own was so nice. Like, honestly, I'm still thinking about it now, and it's literally been two whole days since I've had it, and I just absolutely loved it. And it's kind of just made me realize the importance of doing that a little bit more often. Like, sometimes we do just have to prioritize ourselves, as hard as that can be, you know. But like, if you don't fill your own cup first, how are you supposed to be able to fill anybody else's cup, right? I'm full of the analogies today, and I really don't know why. But yeah, so that was my night the other night. And apart from that, I've been working, and life has been pretty normal. It's moving along at like a steady, good pace. It's kind of flying by. Like, literally, how are we in December? Like, I'm sorry, but where did that time actually go? We have one more month left of the year, which is just a little bit crazy, and it's gone so fast. And I've been saying that, I feel like, very consistently throughout the whole of this year, I have been making a point of how quick the year has gone. But can you actually believe we are literally in December? Like, it's crazy. In a couple of weeks, it will be Christmas time. And then as soon as Christmas is gone, you have that like weird couple of days in between where like nothing seems to happen, but also everything seems to happen, which is going to be a bit strange for me this year because I'm actually working. So that will be interesting. But anyway, then you have New Year's Eve and then we're in the new year. Like, I don't mean to scare you, but to me, that is absolutely mind-blowing. And there were so many things I've done this year that I didn't think I would do. But there's also so many things I wanted to do this year that I just haven't even got around to doing. But when you fully, like, reflect on where you were this time last year, it can be a little bit scary to do because you realise actually how far you've come, like at what point you're at now in comparison, whether that's forwards or backwards, there's still something about it that I think reflecting on can be really good. Like, I did not think I'd be where I am right now this time last year, because literally pretty much everything in my life has kind of changed. Not everything, but like a lot of things have changed. And that's a little bit crazy. And I feel like sometimes you don't get enough time to actually sit and think about it, which is probably a good thing, because thinking about things too much can sometimes have like an adverse, like opposite effect, right? But I feel like I've just been so on the go this year that all of a sudden I'm here and I'm like, how did we even get here? And I think having that break on Tuesday honestly has been like a turning point for me to suddenly be like, wow, okay, a lot has happened and there's a lot to process that is going on. But it's kind of like a good process. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's nice where you have a year where you actually feel like you've gone somewhere with it in some sort of an aspect, right? Even if it's just in one part of our lives, that's still a massive positive. Do you know what I mean? Like, just being that tiny bit further on, just surviving this year alone, given everything that's been going on, is actually like a massive achievement that we have done. Like, just getting to the point where we're at, you might be at the exact same place, but you've come a whole way, you know, to be where you are. And I don't know, it's kind of cool. I was doing a little bit of reflecting on that just whilst I had the evening, do you know what I mean? Like, when you actually get the time to think, it's quite nice to do so. And then on Wednesday, I got up and I was like, right, let's shut that part off and get back into living life again, you know, like get back into the things you've got to get done on a day-to-day basis, right? But I don't know, it's been quite good. I feel like I haven't got up to much. And the thing is, this weekend, I'm not getting up to much either because I'm working all weekend, which is kind of fun because I actually really quite like my job, to be fair, which I never thought I would be saying, but I really enjoy what I do. So that's okay. But then the thing is you can't really, like, you're not properly having a weekend when you're working the whole time. But I don't mind it. It is what it is. It takes me back to when I was in sixth form, and I, obviously you go to school during the week, and then I would work on the weekends in the evening. I'd work a Friday night and a Saturday night, and I did that for 2 years throughout my A-levels, and it actually was quite fun. Like, I did really enjoy it at the time. I honestly just spent all the money. Like, I didn't save it, I didn't do anything with it, but it gets you to where you're at, do you know what I mean? Like, I learned the importance of working, I guess you could maybe say, but I don't know, like, it's crazy to be where we're at, right? I don't know if you're kind of picking up, but I've been doing a lot of reflecting this week, and I've been picking up on a lot of things in my life that I am so different in a good way. You know, like there are definitely things that I thought I would be doing that I'm not doing that are probably not the best. But sometimes it's good to just focus on the more positive aspects, right? Those things that we can like tiny, like those little improvements that we can do, fine, great. It's good to think about the improvements we can make, but also we do need to give ourselves praise sometimes. And often we think a lot about what we should be doing or what we could be doing, but actually what we are doing right now can be perfectly fine. There might be improvements that need to be made, but that's not the point, you know, that you've got to give yourself a pat on the back when you deserve a pat on the back. And I've realized this week that whilst everything is feeling a bit samey, like I'm doing the same stuff quite constantly, actually there's like a very good thing to that, and it's something that I should praise myself about, you know, and not be like, oh well, I should be doing this instead, or I should also be doing this in my spare time. Like, no, sometimes you have to cut yourself a break, and that is what I have done this week. Like, I've fully just tried to be like, do you know what, you deserve to do nothing just for an evening. You know, like there's no pressure to always be getting something done. This hustle culture sometimes just gets a little bit too much for me, and I need to take a step back from it. And that's what I did this week, and it's actually made such an improvement to how I'm feeling and like my just outlook on everything and where I'm at. So that's kind of been my week. Like, it's been quite a good week in the grand scheme of things, but it's also been kind of the same. But sometimes that's fun, right? Where you have like a week that is literally almost carbon copy of the week before, but you enjoy it just that little bit more, right? And somehow I've managed to do that this week, and I really like it, like finding those little things to enjoy. Like literally dancing around my bedroom singing to a song just on my own has brought me so much joy, and so I'm definitely gonna try and do that more often. But I hope you had a good week this week. If you didn't, then I feel for you. I'm here for you. And if you need a little dance around your bedroom listening to your favourite song at the minute, give it a go. Because it can help to just brighten up your day just a tiny bit. Some good music can sometimes go a really, really long way. So I hope you have some good plans coming up this week. But we are going to go to a break now, and then we're going to be planning for Christmas a little bit, and we're going to be talking about Christmas as an adult.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So as this year has gone by so quickly, I figured it's time, now that it is December, let's think about Christmas. Let's step into that Christmas spirit and try and get ourselves a little bit more prepared, because I do this thing every year where I think about Christmas so far in advance that I actually never get myself fully organized for Christmas. Then December rolls around and all of a sudden I've got so many presents to buy, you've got so much to sort out, there's so many Christmas things that I want to do every single year, and they're like tiny things, you know, like gingerbread houses, going and looking at lights, going to Winter Wonderland, baking some like Christmassy treats, watching Christmas movies actually can take planning. Because do you know my issue with growing up and still trying to keep the Christmas spirit is that you just do not have the same amount of time on your hands to do all the Christmassy things that you did as a kid, right? Like, as a kid, I would watch a Christmas film almost every day in the run up to Christmas, you know, on like Channel 5 on the TV, or I'm sure there still is like a Christmas Movies 24 or something where they literally play these like American Christmas films constantly, like 24/7. There's one on Channel 5 every day, and then there's like a Christmas movie channel. And I used to watch those every single day as a kid. Used to absolutely love them. The more I've grown up, the less Christmas films I watch every year, and it makes me so, so sad, because that's the one thing that I just absolutely love to do around Christmas time. And it's like, you, in a way, I find I've lost a bit of that spontaneity around Christmas as I've grown up, because all of a sudden you're responsible for a little bit more, right? Like, when you're younger, your parents do most of the presents for people. Then as you get older, it's that realization of, okay, now I have to start buying presents for people, which means you have to think about it a little bit. You have to go out and shop or online shop, which takes time. And that's not a bad thing, because I actually love the giving presents side of Christmas, but there's always that little bit of pressure when it comes to Christmas time, when it comes to like trying to get everything together, get everything organized. Don't get me wrong, it can kind of become a little bit of a stressful time of year, but when we were children, it was so much fun and it was so magical and it was like the best time of year ever, and you just had such a good time. Whereas now, it can sometimes feel a little bit miserable at times. So I've decided that even though it's not as spontaneous, it's not as like, let's just go and do this on the day, because I have things to get done during the day, right? Like, there is not many a day where I don't have anything to do. So therefore, I've just decided I'm going to start planning in when I am doing these things. Like the other weekend, I just decided, right, it's Christmas shopping time. Let's get as much done as possible. And I sat down. This might sound very boring, or it might sound amazing, because to me, this was amazing. I created an Excel spreadsheet of all the people I had to buy for, ideas that I had, the budget for each person, and then looking at things online, and then I checked it off in my spreadsheet. It wasn't the best, it was a very basic spreadsheet, but I really enjoyed myself, and I made sure that I don't forget anybody, because the last thing I want is for it to get to Christmas Eve and I'm like, I have forgotten this person. That would be my worst nightmare. So I'm trying to get ahead of myself in that aspect. And so I'm pretty much organized present-wise. But then I thought, there's still a whole month. There's still a whole lead-up to Christmas. My favorite thing about Christmas is wrapping the Christmas presents. And I have already scheduled in the time that I'm going to do that. Because do you know what? I'm going to make it a cozy time. I'm going to make it a special time. And I'm going to make sure I have nothing else planned in that time period, so I can just enjoy wrapping my presents. And I am a bit of a like overthinker. We know this by now. So planning things in actually makes me feel so much better, because then I know what I've got coming up. And don't get me wrong, it takes away from the spontaneity, which I do enjoy a bit of spontaneity in life. But the problem is, when you just have too many things going on, if you get a free second, the last thing I think in my head is, oh, okay, let's wrap my Christmas presents now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not thinking about that. I'll just sit in bed and I'll watch TikToks. And then all of a sudden I think, oh, actually, I could have used this time a little bit better. But planning it in a way, makes me do that. And I don't know, you might be a very different personality type to me, because I feel like that's a very specific person within me that likes to plan these things in to make sure I get it done. But it just helps a little bit. And then when I do plan out my week, I can see when I have time to maybe watch certain Christmas films, or maybe walk around and see the lights, you know, or like a time to meet up with your friends to like actually exchange presents and stuff, because it can be a really busy and stressful time of year. But actually, for me, I find if I plan it a little bit, then it just becomes that slightly bit easier. Don't get me wrong, it doesn't make this time of year easy, because it's always a very busy time of year, and I'm definitely noticing that like more and more as the years go on. Getting older around Christmas time actually becomes sometimes miserable. Some people are miserable at Christmas time. You know, when you're like trying to find a parking space to go present shopping, that is an absolute nightmare this time of year. So do you know what I do? I shopped online instead, just to save myself that little bit of hassle. And it's just sometimes about making those different decisions this time of year, because you don't notice it as a kid. And I feel like it lose that magic in a way? Maybe. But also there's still something so lovely about Christmas time that I think it needs to be fully embraced. And it's the beginning of December. We've still got a good few weeks to like actually get in our Christmas activities, the things that we are going to be doing. We should be getting ourselves fully ready and fully prepared, because it's going to be great, it's going to be fun, and we can make it fun. It's just you have to put that tiny bit more preparation into it, don't you? Whereas when you're a kid, your parents or your care, like someone just does it for you in a way, don't they? Whereas now it's like a little bit different. You have to make that magic for yourself, right? I don't know. That's how I find it anyway. But actually, I quite enjoy being a little bit organized at this time of year. I think it makes me feel more safe and more secure, like having everything planned out, especially those like big things that you want to do. Like I've had Winter Wonderland booked for like the past month, just to make sure that I actually go, because otherwise you just forget about these things. And it's easy to do. Life gets away with us, and before we know it, it will be the new year. And then you can't really get away with watching a Christmas film the same in the new year as you can before Christmas. Do you know what I mean? I'm a after Christmas, no more Christmas films type of gal. So I need to get them all in before the 25th or maybe the 26th of December. Before then, I'm on to my New Year's stuff, you know? That's how I find it anyway. So I have got like 25 days, 26 days to get everything in. So I'm planning it a little bit this year, and I'll see how it goes. But I hope you are ready for the festive season, because it's going to be, I feel like it will be fun, right? Sometimes we just have to make it a little bit more fun, but I am looking forward to it. Even though it's different as an adult, I definitely still, there's still something about it that I really enjoy. So let's go to another break now, and then we have our listener dilemma of the week.
Welcome back. Now, I just want to preface, in case I sound a little bit different, a lot of things chaotically happened in the break. Not really. It's actually been a couple of hours, because my time management was not so good and I had to go out, and I went out for dinner, and now I'm back. So same day, different time, same time for you. Are we picking up the chaotic energy? Because honestly, I am feeling it right now. And I kind of feel like that actually really suits this week's listener dilemma, because it's all a little bit chaotic. I feel like we're all living chaotically, and I'm kind of here for it. So let's get into it. Hey Gemma, I have a big dilemma in my life because I'm pregnant. Me and my partner have been trying for a year, but my parents have always told me I'm too young. Now, I'm terrified to tell them, because what if it goes wrong? I'm thinking that I will do a cuter reveal to hopefully take the edge off, but even then, so many people do reveals in different ways that I am getting overwhelmed. Help a girl out. Now, first up, I just want to say a massive congratulations, because that is amazing. Like, that is so good. You guys have been trying for quite a long time, really. Like, to some people, a year isn't very long. To some people, a year is really long. But you're here, you're pregnant, and it's actually super exciting for you. But I know what you mean, because there comes a time, I feel like, when you become pregnant that then it's telling people, right? And it's how do you tell them? What are they going to say? And I think sometimes the thing with parents is they're always going to try and protect you, right? Of course, it's in their nature. So they want what's best for you. And so maybe therefore they feel like you're too young to be pregnant. But if it's something you've been wanting and clearly you've thought about it, like this isn't a off the cuff, like just spur of the moment thing that's happened, it's actually like a really big deal and it's exciting. And I feel like they will be excited. They just have to be made excited, right? Because they're going to be grandparents. That is massive news. And I feel like no grandparent would be upset about that. There might be like a hint of it for a second where there's a little bit of judgment going on, but eventually they will come round to it. And I kind of like your thinking to be like, right, if I do a cute reveal, then maybe it won't hit them so hard. Like maybe it takes the edge off a little bit, takes the pressure off, rather than just coming out in a conversation and saying, hi, I'm pregnant. You can like actually do something quite fun about it. But I know what you mean. I have been seeing all over my TikTok, not that I am pregnant and I'm not planning on being so anytime soon, but my For You page is filled with like pregnancy reveals, gender reveals, like all the different ways that people do it. I even saw one girl who didn't tell anybody she was pregnant until 7 months in because she wasn't showing, so she could just get away with hiding it. And it kind of just depends how you want to do it. I feel like sometimes social media sucks us into a bit of an idea that we have to do this massive, grand thing, when actually something really just simple and cute can work just as well. I've seen a couple that I really quite like because they're a little bit understated. You know where you buy like baby grows that say, I love my granddad or I love my grandma or I love my grandparents, you know? Something cute like that, just like in a little box with maybe like the pregnancy test or just something in there, maybe a scan of the baby, depending how far along you are to be able to do that. You know, just like a cute little box that you can gift them, they open, and then it feels more exciting because it's more of a surprise. You're not just bringing it up in conversation. You've gone to a little bit of effort to put something together. You know, I always feel like if I was to announce a pregnancy, that's how I would want to do it to my parents. Like I'd want to get them a little box that makes it very clear what is going on, but is also kind of exciting for them at the same time, you know, and it actually builds up to it a little bit more. But it totally does depend how you want to do it. You could do a big grand thing, you could do a really small, just like subtle way of telling them, like literally even just giving them photos from your first scan or something like that, you know, to make them be a part of the process. I think sometimes that builds up the excitement for our parents even more when you actually include them in the process, like scans and things that they can show their friends and like other family members, so they have, you know, that little bit of bragging right that you see every parent do when their child becomes pregnant, where they're like constantly showing pictures of baby scans that look like nothing but they're also super exciting and it's so cute to see. I feel like they'd love it, you know, but it is definitely just the way you go about it. And I feel like if you go into it feeling happy, feeling confident, and then just see how they react. If it goes wrong, on the positive side, at least you've told them. You know, like sometimes it's better to just get it done, rip the band-aid off, as they say, and let them know so then they can process their emotions. Because however they want to feel is valid, but at the end of the day, it is your choice. No matter how young, how old you are, choosing to get pregnant at any point is totally up to you. And it's a fun thing, it's an exciting thing, and you've been trying for a while and it's actually really quite exciting, I feel like. So it's just maybe trying to emphasize the fun side of it to them, but also if they do react negatively, sometimes they need a moment, you know, just to process what's going on. You never know how someone's going to react no matter what you're announcing or what you're saying, what you're doing. And sometimes you have to just let the other people have a second. But I do love the idea of doing something cute, doing something fun, just to announce it to them. And that's how I personally like am planning on doing it at some point in my life, is doing like a cute little box, make it super obvious, bring them in on the process with like a little scan picture or something like that, just to increase the excitement. And then they have something to physically see of the baby that I feel like then just takes that edge off a little bit, because there's always a little bit of pressure, isn't there, like announcing a pregnancy. But it is an exciting time at the same time, and I feel like there's going to be so many people who are so happy for you. So if there's a couple who aren't, then sometimes we just have to let them have their emotions, feel it out, and then you can come back and you can be super excited about it, because it is so exciting. And honestly, I wish you the best of luck, because it's an exciting time and it should be a really exciting time. So hopefully everything goes well and you have like a cute little announcement and everybody's happy and joyful, because that's what's going on. If you can even wait until Christmas, I feel like what a Christmas present that would be. Could you imagine like a cute little festive box just announcing your pregnancy? So, so cute. So I wish you all the best of luck, and thank you so much for sending me in this dilemma. I hope everything goes really well for you. But that is all from me in today's episode. I hope you have enjoyed, because I know I have really enjoyed sitting down and spending the time just having a little chat, having a little catch up. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you have some good plans coming up this week. And of course, we shall be checking in with each other in next week's episode. Take care.